please join me in the versicles on page 109. Let us rise. Text from Genesis chapter 18. And the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing? Since Abraham shall surely become a great, mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I have known him, in order that he may command his children and his household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord, to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen." This passage contains one of the most powerful statements of God, a very special prophecy that applies to you. This prophecy distinguishes true saving faith from every other religion in the world. It is a promise for all the nations of the earth. The benefit comes through believing in Jesus. The irony is that this beautiful prophecy comes in one of the most difficult circumstances in the Old Testament. The Bible is not always rated G. Sometimes it's like watching a horror movie with danger, disaster, and destruction. The text opens with the Lord asking, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing?" The context is the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Those wicked cities had abandoned the way of God. They turned away from God and worshiped man instead of God. They corrupted the meaning of families of the earth. They rejected all of God's commandments. And this is a temptation for all of us. We think we know better than God. We think we know what is best for us. But God created man in his own perfect image to be holy and pure and chaste. God placed Adam and Eve in the garden and told them to be fruitful and multiplied. In this way, he established the human family and society. But that didn't last long, for Adam and Eve soon fell into sin and brought corruption on all mankind since then. Adam and Eve's family became corrupt with envy and murder. And since then, every human family is dysfunctional in various ways. But God grants us forgiveness to be restored into his holy family through faith in the promised Savior. Adam and Eve passed on this promise to their children. They worshiped God together, as we even see in Cain and Abel bringing offerings to the Lord. This is really the purpose of God's words to Abraham. God promised that Abraham would have many descendants. He promised him the land of Canaan. He promised that the Savior would come from his family. In you and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. This is the promise of Jesus, whose birth we celebrate at Christmas. And in Epiphany, we consider that Jesus' salvation is for all the people of the earth. All the families of the earth shall be blessed in him. This blessing comes from the gospel, when we hear God's promises and their fulfillment, when we hear of our sin and God's forgiveness. This is what God says in our text, that Abraham may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord, to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him. God wants this promise to be repeated, remembered to all generations. Even today, we learn these same promises in church and Sunday school, in lessons from our parents, through reading God's word. The most important thing you can do as a Christian parent is to raise your children to know this promise of salvation and its fulfillment in Jesus. Now, a Christian family is not a sinless family. We all have our sins and troubles. We live in this corrupt world. A Christian family is a family that recognizes that sinfulness, but trusts in God's forgiveness. Christian parents, and fathers in particular, have a duty to teach this way of the Lord, just as God asked Abraham to do. For statistically, if fathers attend church, the children are much more likely to continue in the Christian faith. Both parents are involved in the training, but fathers have a special duty and responsibility to train up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The reward is significant. It is a reward that we don't deserve. There is nothing more wonderful to know that these children will also have eternal life. This is what God promises and carries out through the Christian family. Not all families look the same. Death and divorce change how families look, but you still have a family. Thank God if you are blessed with a family that raises you in the Christian faith, and thank God if you have friends who become your Christian family. Remember that God's promises apply to you, that Jesus is your Savior, because in him all the families of the earth shall be blessed. In Jesus, you are blessed. In Jesus, you are saved. We give thanks to God for this great blessing. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. We join in singing the Te Deum Laudamus.
to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doing, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.